the last day of July about plans for the Democratic National Convention, which included honoring a memorial service for people. Hello?
Yes.
I feel that there's a very great omission there, and I tried to get this message to you, but I just have a feeling it didn't get to you.
No, I know nothing about it.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know what message you're talking about. I haven't heard this first I've heard of anything that you've suggested.
Well, now, you do know that, I don't know whether it's the fact or not, but it was in the papers that the Democratic National Convention was planning memorial ceremonies in connection with the convention on Saturday, it's a Monday, for President Kennedy, Mrs. Roosevelt, Sam Rayburn, and Paul Butler. I was very disturbed, and
I don't think that is correct. I think they're going to have a Kennedy film, and
well, this is quite apart from the Kennedy film, and I was very disturbed at the time, but it just came at a time when I knew there was some crisis. I think it was Vietnam or something, and I just didn't want to bother you, so I tried to get the message to you through others, and I feel that is a terrific omission. And I think will not only be resented by me, but a great many other people, if that happens.
What omission, Ms. Lehman?
Well, do I have to tell you that my husband would be an omission?
Well,
I mean, it seems to me, Mr. President, that there has been nobody over the years who has played a more important part in the Democratic Party or rendered greater service to the party or been more helpful than he. And I know that you feel that way.
Yes, I do, but I don't feel every congressman or senator or governor... I don't think they have any such plans to honor the congressman or the senators or the governors throughout the United States individually at the convention in a memorial service. I've never heard anything about it.
I will take
this up with whoever the chairman of the committee, Mr. Bailey. He has not discussed it with me, but my understanding has been that they would have a Kennedy film, a memorial to President Kennedy that they had planned before Mr. Sorensen left the White House, and that would be it. And I don't think it's going to include any films or services for anyone else. I never heard of Paul Butler. I never heard of any congressman or senator or governor or anyone else. I did hear some mention that maybe Mr. Truman would say something about Mr. Rayburn because he had been the permanent chairman for many conventions. I don't think that I certainly paid all his respect and memorial I know how to Senator Lehman, and I don't know how I could do any more, and I wouldn't think that this would, I don't think anybody would interpret anything that I've done is a slight to Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say that the people in charge of the arrangements for the convention, certainly you have paid every honor that you could and every memorial. But I felt that when Mrs. Roosevelt, Sam Rayburn, Paul Butler were going to be memorialized, it seemed to me, frankly, I talked this all over with Hubert Humphrey, who promised me that he would get the message to you of the way I felt about it.
No, he has not mentioned it to me, and I haven't heard of it, and I don't know. I want to give your husband any honor that we can. I did everything I know how. I don't know where we would start, though, and stop if we started with Paul Butler and
well,
went all over the United States. I think they're going to pay an ex-president a film.
That's right.
And you have no idea, Ms. Lehman, the problems that I'm carrying here and trying to... I don't think anybody could, and I can't handle the convention, but I will ask those who have done it to do their very best and see that your husband gets all the honor that we can give him every way we can.
I don't want anything special. I just feel that if they're going to have memorial services...
If we were going into senators or governors or congressmen, I believe it'll be...
They're going into the people in the Democratic Party whom they feel have been lost in the last year. And therefore, I feel it would be a great slight if under those circumstances...
All right, what would you like to be done for your husband? Tell me and we'll try to work it out.
I wouldn't dream of telling you, Mr. President. I just feel that this is a race.
Well, I have done nothing about Mr. Butler, Ms. Lehman. I never heard of it. I don't believe it's going to happen. I would think that Ms. Roosevelt, if they did, I wouldn't have any objection, but I know nothing of that, the wife of a former president. I think when we go into congressmen, senators, governors, I'll be glad to do it just because I'm so anxious that we have a chance to deal with the problems and not the sentiment. And we do have a good deal of motion wrapped around this thing, and every disconcerting thing you can think of is being brought up.
I certainly do know that, and I'm following it, and I think you've handled everything marvelously. I don't need to tell you that.
What would you suggest? What do you think we could do that would make you,
Mr. President, I wouldn't suggest anything. Would you talk it over with Hubert Humphrey?
I surely will.
I had a long talk with him about it, and he told me he was upset about it. Now, I don't know what that means. He told me he was very upset when he read the thing.
Well, he has never mentioned it to me, and this is the first I've ever heard of it. I'll be glad to talk to him about it, and if he would like to, I'll be glad to ask him to make a speech at some time at the convention. I don't know. I would imagine. I know I have attended a number of leading Democrats' funerals this year,
mm-hmm.
And I would imagine if you're going beyond the president or the president's wife, Mr. Rayburn, who presided for many years, I don't think they're going to get into each chairman that has passed away, or each congressman, or each senator at all.
May be entirely wrong what was carried in the paper, Mr. President, but when you say every governor and every senator, I do not put my husband in that class.
No, I don't either, but I think that the other women would put their husbands in that class.
I don't know, but they wouldn't have the right to, really. I mean, I'm not putting it just because I'm his wife.
Would it be all right if I just turned this over to Hubert and ask him to handle it?
I certainly think it'd be fine.
I'll be glad to.
I'll be glad
to do that.
I'm very surprised that he didn't talk to you about it.
Well, he hasn't, and I've been.
I was very upset about the thing, and he told me he was just as upset.
I'll be glad to turn it over to Hubert and tell him that we'll do whatever he wants done about it.
And I don't want to embarrass you, Mr. President.
No, it wouldn't. Nothing embarrassed me. I just.
You've got your hands very full. I realize that. But somebody said to me, the only person who has the right to say yes or no on this is the president.
I have nothing to do with it at all, Ms. Lehman, but it's somebody that's making trouble.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry I bothered.
That's all right.
I just have to get it off my chest.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.